slow to speak. A compilation. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. James chapter 1, verse 19. This is one of those scripture passages that most everyone, whether Christian or not, is familiar with. The basic meaning is pretty clear, that we need to value the opinions and thoughts of others as much as our own, and not to let what anyone says offend us. It's easy to see the wisdom in this notion. James used the principle to show how conversation can be a path to relationship. Our choices, he reminded, can open the door to more positive outcomes for all sides, and even to deeper connections. Saint Ignatius later wrote that listening well puts us in another's shoes, so that our empathy for them will grow. Be slow to speak, and only after having first listened quietly, so that you may understand the meaning and wishes of those who do speak. Thus, you will better know when to speak and when to be silent. The instruction of James chapter 1, verse 19 may be simple to understand, but not easy to implement, because it can feel unnatural. With our self-centered human nature, we want to take care of ourselves first. Making sure we are heard and understood is a good instinct, but we must temper that with a desire to give others the same consideration. The main challenge of being slow to speak is to let go of the need to always be first and to be right every time. It requires us to listen to what another person says with an attitude of respect and patience. And when we don't agree, we need to replace jumping to judgment with a desire for dialogue. Stepping back and giving other people grace to express themselves is more than just being polite. It's a practical way to show God's love and spread His peace into an anxious world. And in return, we receive the blessing of growing more like Christ. We gain a greater sense of His empathy for others. We gain more of His clarity and wisdom. We gain a deeper kind of joy from reaching out with His love. Heather Adams. Being quick to listen means that we train ourselves to wait for the whole story before diving in with our opinion. Slow to speak is the flip side of that. We control our words and don't blurt out everything that comes into our heads. When we discipline ourselves to listen more than we talk, we can learn a lot. Big talkers are hard to teach. They think they already know everything they need to know, and they constantly express their opinions. Wise people have learned that more wisdom can be gained by listening, observing, and not rushing to judgment. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19 says, "When there are many words, transgression is unavoidable, but he who restrains his lips is wise." The old adage is right. It is better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to open one's mouth and remove all doubt. How many relationships have been damaged or ruined because we were slow to listen and quick to speak? How many mistakes could have been avoided had we only listened instead of talked? Most of us are not naturally quick to listen, but we can train ourselves to be better listeners Good listening is active. It engages with the speaker. It understands the speaker's perspective, even if we disagree. When people feel heard, they are more willing to listen to our side. Being quick to listen actually opens the door to greater communication, because listening shows respect. And when people feel respected, they are more likely to return that respect and listen to us. It is important to be quick to listen and slow to speak. God's Word always shows us the best way, and when we follow it, we are blessed. GotQuestions.org Sometimes in life, what we need more than anything is someone to simply listen. An ear that will take in all the rumblings of an apprehensive heart and not feel the need to say a thing. A person who will not be in a rush to try to make it right. I've always been a better talker than a listener. In fact, a well-meaning teacher once made me memorize James chapter 1, verse 19, which says, "Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger." Up until recently, I had viewed this verse as the voice from my childhood saying, "Lynn, you talk too much." Recently, though, I began to look at it as an instruction for my roles today as daughter, mother, wife, friend, or co-laborer. A challenge not just to talk less, but to truly listen to those around me. James gives us the wisdom and the challenge to be the empathic listeners others desperately need. He calls each of us, no matter what role we are filling at the moment, to slow down and listen. Not mentally preparing to share a story from my life. Not scrolling through the verses I can recall so I can adhere a band-aid on their sadness. Not reminding them to look on the bright side, so I can dismiss their feelings that are making me uncomfortable. Not moving on, so that I can get to what's left on my to-do list. Yes, I've made all these mistakes before. Instead, James, while reminding us we are loved, calls us to move quickly to a position of listening, and to move slowly, even with caution, to a place of speaking. I am so challenged by James's words. I'm a get-her-done kind of gal who wants to set things right, so I can move on to setting other things right. James reminds me, getting things done is not the goal. Loving people well is the goal. Listening is loving people well. Lynn Cowell. One of the greatest lacks for many people in this world today is the lack of connection with others. Families are scattered. Friendships are torn apart by the stress and the struggles of daily life. Marriages often become partnerships of convenience instead of the foundation for raising stable, faith-filled families. In the me-first culture that pervades much of the world, and with the increased levels of crime, even in small towns and villages, it can be hard to know who you can turn to in times of need. The moral decline in society at large can leave people feeling alone, fearful, and lacking the peace of mind and motivation that positive human interaction and mutual trust help to foster. You have something powerful in your hands if you will only use it. It is the tool of listening. Even if you feel right now that you don't have a broken heart for those who need me, if you will make a concerted effort to listen to others, you'll begin to discover things you might not have noticed before. Their desire to be of value to others, their need to be cared about, and to be understood. The need to be heard goes unfulfilled in many lives. As you realize how sad and lonely this makes people, you will feel constrained to be a listening ear. The compassion that you will feel will be a manifestation of my love for them. The fact that someone sees them as important enough to listen to them helps them to build confidence and a positive outlook. You can't fix their every problem, but you can convey my hope, my love, and my strength to them through the simple act of listening. Jesus. You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.